روزتون بخیر شنوندگان عزیز، من دبی امینی هستم و در این بخش از برنامه ها گفتگویی خواهم داشت با آقای جک اوچوا، مدیر توسعه و آموزش پروژه رمپ در لس آنجلس. رمپ حروف اول و یا ابریویشن Regional Alliance Marketplace for Procurement هست که ترجمه میشه به اتحادیه تدارکات مشاغل منطقه. همونطور که برخی از شما شنوندگان عزیز ممکن است اطلاع داشته باشید، قرار هست که المپیک سال 2028 در شهر زیبای فرشتگان لس آنجلس برگزار بشه و این امر فرصت‌های خوب و زیادی رو برای بیزینس‌های مختلف پیش میاره که افراد بتونن با بخش‌های دولتی و به خصوص شهرداری لس آنجلس همکاری داشته باشن و به همین دلیل آقای جک اوچوا میهمان برنامه امروز هستند که اطلاعات بسیار مهم و مفیدی رو پیرامون موقعیت‌های تجاری و بیزینسی که از هم اکنون فراهم هست رو در اختیار شما عزیزان قرار بدن. ایشون از کارآفرینان پرتجربه با 25 سال سابقه در تجارت هستند و تخصص ایشون ایجاد مشارکت بین مشاغل کوچک با بخش‌های دولتی با استفاده از حمایت‌های کلیدی در زمینه روابط مدنی، سیاسی و اجتماعی، سیاست‌های عمومی و ابتکارات شرکتی به نفع کسب و کارهای کوچک و تصویب این هماهنگی است. مستر اوچوا، welcome to today's program.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Of course, thank you so much for being with us. Let me ask you first, what kind of business are we talking about here? What kind of business owners are able to benefit from RAMP project?
So the best way to look at this is a couple of different ways. So this is really intended to help people participate in the various buying that is happening in and around the city of Los Angeles and the county in general, because really it's about, there's a lot of buying that happens every day, and it's really intended for all businesses, from the flower shop to the catering company to the construction company to the mechanic down the street. It's pretty much intended for every business so that they can provide the services that they are currently providing for their other clients, only now they're providing it to local government, to like agencies like Metro, to the airport, to DWP, to hospitals, pretty much everybody in the region. So it's really more about getting people actively involved in being registered and being found. And so that's ultimately the goal of RAMPLA.org.
So you're suggesting that everybody who owns a small business can actually apply to be a part of this project, RAMP, and have a cooperation or, let's say, help with the projects that the government and the city has. Is that correct?
Correct. It's both. But here's the difference between this website and other websites. This website in particular is both public and private. So, like, for example, you mentioned the city of Los Angeles, DWP, the airport, Metro, those are all government.
Right.
But recently, the city added private sector. So, like, banks are on the website. We have the Dodgers on the website. We have the NFL on this website. We have Cedars-Sinai, the City of Hope, Kaiser. So there's going to be a lot of entities that are going to be actively participating in this platform. So it's not just government, it's all procurement across the region.
Okay. So what is the benefit of this? I mean, what is the benefit? Let's say that I have a flower shop. You mentioned flowers. I'm going to use the same example.
Sure.
What is the benefit for me to participate in RAMP and submit my application for this?
So here's the benefit. So currently, the on the platform today, so RAMP, the city of LA, has 80,000 registered businesses that are currently in the system today. There are 1.1 million businesses in the county of Los Angeles. And the challenge is that we have the Olympic Games coming in 2028. We have the World Cup coming in 2026. And when these committees come to town and they say, where's your vendor list? We got to be able to provide them something. So it's really more about finding a way to be found, because if you think about it, a flower shop, like you mentioned, down the street, and may have an Olympic venue near that part of town. And so wouldn't it be nice that if that company is registered on the platform, now they can be easily identified and found, and not just flowers, but security, janitorial, construction, lighting. I mean, pretty much whatever services the business provides, it is a very high likelihood that that particular service will be used in some capacity, you know, over time here within the boundaries of the county of Los Angeles.
So basically, it's going to be like a marketing place for people with a small business. I submit my application, and there I go. I'm on the list. If there is a need for a flower shop or, as you mentioned, other services, they can just easily reach out to me.
Correct. And I think that's what I want us to stay focused on, is that it could be any business, because there are some businesses out there that are your listeners, I'm sure, that maybe they're not small businesses. Maybe they're a large business. Mm-hmm. Well, that large business can also participate. So I want to be clear that this is really open to all businesses.
Okay.
Yes, we want the small business. Yes, we want the women-owned business. Yes, we want the minority-owned businesses. We want everybody to participate in the system, because I think that's how we all help our economy grow.
Very good. Let me just translate briefly. دوستان و شنوندگان عزیز، آنچه که آقای جک و چوها دارن بهشون اشاره میکنن این هست که الان موقعیتی هست که تمام افراد که بیزینسی دارن، سرویسی رو ارائه میدن، در هر شغل و سمتی که هستن میتونن یک همکاری داشته باشن با بخش‌های دولتی و کاری که باید انجام بدن این هست که الان یک پروژه هست به اسم رمپ که در واقع میشه اتصال یا پلی بین مشاغل خصوصی با مشاغل دولتی و شما میتونید اقدام بکنید، اسم خودتون رو بذارید توی اون لیست و وقتی که نیازی هست برای یک نوع شغل خاص، یک نوع سرویس خاص، هر چیزی که بیزینس شما هست، اونا میتونن با شما تماس بگیرن و ازتون خواهش بکنن که بیاین باهاشون همکاری بکنین. و همونطور که اشاره کردن، از اونجایی که المپیک سال 2028 در لس آنجلس قرار اتفاق بیفته و همچنین ورلد کاپ در سال 2026، موقعیت‌های بسیار زیادی هست که عزیزان بتونن بیزینسشون رو اینجا بیان لیست بکنن و بتونن خدماتشون رو ارائه بدن. به نوعی میشه گفت که یک راه بسیار خوب برای تبلیغ شغلی هست، حرفه‌ای هست که شما در پیش دارید. With that being said, Mr. Ochoa, let's find out how people who are interested in can apply and become part of this project.
So the easiest thing is to go to the website. So the website is ramp, ramp.la.org. So that's the website. They would go to the website. There's a button on the upper right-hand side that says login. It also is the registration button. They would go through and actually click on the button, say, I need to register. They would register their business. They would take them a few steps, so they got to put the name of their business. They got to enter in whether they are a sole proprietor or not. And if they are a corporation, they'll enter in their EIN number. The next section is their address, their physical address of their business. And there are a couple of additional questions that they ask, but they're very straightforward and not very complex. The bottom line is getting registered, because that's how these organizations, again, like the World Cup, like the Olympic Committee, is going to find these businesses in the system, because now they'll actively be on a list.
Mm-hmm. Is there any fee for this application? Do they have to pay anything?
Absolutely not. This is a free service provided by the City of Los Angeles and its partners.
So basically, nobody has anything to lose. It's just going to be, hopefully, if they get a job and they would in the future work with government or, you know, if something is assigned to them to do, they just got a job without paying anything. There is no downside to this project.
There is absolutely zero downside. No one will ever charge to the city. So technically, that is your government dollar at work. So look at it that way. The city's over your taxes that you pay is basically paying for this. So don't look at it as a, there's a fee. No, there is no fee. This is your tax dollar at work. So look at it from that perspective. There is nothing to lose, then there's everything to gain, because now you're going to have access to maybe information that your listeners and the businesses who are listening maybe didn't have access to this before, and now it's an opportunity to get in the door.
Very good. The other question that I have about this application is that a lot of people, maybe they have concerns about announcing their income, their tax return. Is there any of that kind of questions for them, or no? They just have to give the business name, the address, what kind of business they do, and that's it.
That's it.
That's
you
it.
Said it. You summarized it. So no personal information,
good.
No revenue questions. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Now, there is a section that if they want to use it for marketing their business, there is a section that we are actually in the process of finalizing, where if a business wants to promote themselves, they're going to have the ability to promote their business. Now, in that part of the application, they do ask some additional questions like, what is your gender? What is your race? What is your history in doing work? They may ask more questions like, what's your website? They will ask questions like, what are your hours of operation? Questions like, do you have any experience doing the type of work that you claim you do? So it's really like the future of this website is going to be more like a marketing website where you can actually market your business so that everybody can understand who you are, what your business does, and why you should be picked to do this work.
Very good. Any chance that the website has other languages than English? I'm sure Spanish is part of it, but what about Persian?
So I know at the time, the city is actually looking at multi-languages as a functionality of the website. So I know today it's only English.
Okay.
But they are looking at adding additional languages and functionalities. So at a click of a button, it can actually change to other languages.
Perfect. So I'm going to translate again. دوستان عزیز ایشون فرمودن که اگر علاقمند هستین که همکاری بکنین با این موقعیتی که پیش اومده و بتونین بیزینس خودتون رو در واقع پروموت بکنین میتونید به سایت rampla.org rampla.org سری بزنید و بعد اونجا در قسمت سمت راست در واقع میتونین لاگین بکنین، رجیستر بکنین. چیزی که از شما میپرسن آدرس بیزینستون هست و اون چیزی که نوع بیزینس یا خدمتی که دارین ارائه میدین کاملا به صورت مجانی هست. شما این اپلیکیشن رو میذارین، هیچ مبلغی از شما دریافت نمیشه. سوالات خصوصی هم راجع به این که درآمدتون چقدر هست یا مالیاتی که پرداختین چقدر بوده به هیچ وجه داده نمیشه و یه موقعیت بسیار خوب هست برای اینکه شما بتونید در واقع بیزینس خودتون و شغل خودتون رو، خدمتتون از هر نوعی که هست، به جامعه نشون بدین و بتونین یه حالت مارکتینگ داره در واقع بتونین از این رمپ استفاده بکنین. I have another question. We talked about business a lot, but there are people who are professionals, let's say they're engineers and they're doing a fantastic job, but they're already working for somebody. Let's say that we have so many Persian people working for City of Los Angeles already.
Mm-hmm.
Are they able to participate in this project as an individual? Let's say we have an environmental engineer working for City of Los Angeles, but now he wants to bring his services in the private sector and use RAMP to promote his business or provide his knowledge in a different venue. Is that a possibility?
So that, by the way, this is a very good question, okay, by the way. And people who work for the government, like you mentioned, the engineer that may be working for the city or the county or another government agency. So, yes, any individual can post their information about their services they offer. So if for those that are engineers or construction or any of those types of services, yes, they can do that. Here is the where it gets a little bit weird, especially from an HR perspective, because if that particular person is working for the City of Los Angeles, they have to disclose through their policy that they are, that they have a separate business, and technically they would not be able to respond to that solicitation because they are a city employee applying for a city job. So technically it gets very gray. So now it doesn't stop them from posting and doing work with the hospital or doing work with another agency, as long as it's not the same agency. And for those that work in the city, they know the rules, they know the policies, so that would be something that they would need to understand internally, that if they are working for the, a specific government agency, technically they're not supposed to be selling to that government agency, but there's nothing precluding them from providing those services to other government agencies or other private sector companies.
I see. Thank you so much for explanation. So back to the application and visiting the website. Is there any due date that people can submit their application to?
I mean, the sooner the later. I mean, the sooner the better, because here's where it gets crazy, right? So one of the things that we're all looking at is, what is the next event that's coming to Los Angeles? Well, the next event that's coming to Los Angeles is the college playoffs for the NCAA college, right, ball. So normally the national championship is played in other states. This year, the national championship is going to be here in Los Angeles, specifically in Inglewood. So I'm sure that that committee is going to ask for a list. So the sooner we'll get on the list, the sooner the better off they'll be. I know that we're actively talking to the World Cup committee. So if the sooner people get on the list, the better. There is no technical due date, but I would not advise to wait till the last minute. I would say get on sooner, so that way you can actively participate in what's happening right now.
I see. پس عزیزان هیچ دیت خاصی تاریخ خاصی وجود نداره که بگیم که شما تا فقط اون موقع میتونین درخواستتون رو برای اینکه بخواید با این پروژه رمپ همکاری بکنین ابلاغ بکنین، ولی در عین حال به خاطر اینکه خیلی پروژه های مختلفی مثل ایشون اشاره کردن به نشنال چمپینشیپ داره میاد توی لس آنجلس، ورلد کاپ هست، هر چه زودتر اقدام بفرمایین بهتر هست، برای اینکه شانس خود شما رو بالا میبره در اینکه بتونن از خدمت شما و از بیزینس شما استفاده بکنن توی پروژه هایی رو که در نظر دارن. And that's very interesting. I think this would be my last question because we are running out of time. But I'm just wondering, why did the city of Los Angeles create this platform?
So because, when the London Olympics, and I know I'm kind of having to give you a little more background. So when the London Olympics happened, the London Olympics committee made sure that every single country and every single business in those respective countries participated. So what the city of LA said, why don't we do that same model that they did, only we're doing it here in LA, because when people think of that, it's called the Los Angeles Olympics, everybody thinks that the Olympic Games are only going to be in the city of Los Angeles. And that is not accurate. The Olympic Games are going to be in many places. It's going to be in Long Beach. They're going to be in Inglewood. They're going to be in Santa Monica. They're going to be in San Dimas. They're going to be in Anaheim. They're going to be over in Paris Lake. They're going to be in the San Fernando Valley. So the games are happening all over the region, which is why we need to make sure that we're including all businesses. So that's what we're trying to do. The city of LA made the investment to say, we need to make sure that we're including everybody in the region to participate. Again, I'm going to say it again. There are 1.1 million businesses in Los Angeles County. So when you look at it from that perspective, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for many people who register into the system so they can participate.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving your time, dedicating your time, being with us today, and sharing all this wonderful information with our audience members.
Thank you for the opportunity, and don't forget to sign up at ramplay.org.
Very good. منم یک بار دیگه وبسایت رو برای عزیزانی که علاقمند هستن و امیدوارم که همه واقعا علاقمند باشن، موقعیت بسیار خوبی است که بتونید هر شغلی رو که دارید پروموت بکنید در واقع، و فقط باید کاری که میکنید رجیستر بکنید در ramp ramplaorg که بسیار کار ساده ای هم هست و به زودی احتمالا زبان فارسی هم در وبسایت خواهند داشت. دوستان و شنوندگان عزیز، متشکرم از اینکه توجه کردید به برنامه امروز. برای همگی شما عزیزان روز خوشی رو آرزو می کنم.